This is SB Nation Radio, coming to you live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios.
I am the God of Hellfire, and I bring you
Patrick Creighton.
All right, joining us on a hotline right now, covers the NFL for SB Nation. She's Gina Thomas. Hey, Gina, what's going on?
Not much. How are you today?
I'm doing great. You know, outside of the fact that I had a, you know, talk to Chris about some issues that I had with bad dreams and people who refuse to say thank you when you hold the door for them. But otherwise, my weekend has kicked ass.
Good.
All right. So right now, I guess let's start at the top. And the quarterback carousel, Kirk Cousins, Minnesota's got to be the heavy odds-on favorite right now, right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, based on what I'm hearing, you know, I think that it's pretty clear with that defense and with the talent that they have on offense that I think that he could go there and they could, you know, easily win with Cousins. I mean, this is a team that made it to the NFC Championship game last year. And so I do think that they're probably a favorite, but we've still got, you know, teams like the Jets who have a ton of money to throw around. I think the Browns are probably pretty much out of it now after trading for Tyrod Taylor. The Broncos and Cardinals are still going to be in the mix, but they have much less cap money to work with. So I think that the Vikings probably make the most sense as a destination for Cousins.
All right, and you mentioned the Browns and Tyrod, and when I first heard the news of that deal, my first reaction was, why? Like, Tyrod's not that good. And then, you know, I started thinking about it a little bit more. Well, if you have a mobile quarterback and then you wind up with Saquon Barkley, how much read option and play action can you do with Tyrod Taylor and Saquon Barkley? And then you got Gordon and then you got Landry and, you know, maybe it's not that bad a stopover deal after all. Which side of the fence should I push myself to?
You know, I actually really like the Tyrod signing. I think Hugh Jackson can do good things with him. No matter what, Tyrod actually is really careful with football. He doesn't make a lot of mistakes, and those turnovers were kind of what doomed Kaiser last year in Cleveland. So I think that, you know, it's good for them to get somebody in there who can take better care of the football. I think that Hugh Jackson is a very smart quarterback coach, and I think that he can coach him up. And I mean, I don't think Tyrod Taylor is going to be the long-term answer that Cleveland's been looking for at quarterback since 1999, but I do think that he is a reasonable and inexpensive stopgap. So I think that it's a pretty smart signing. It frees them up to address other needs and to grab Barkley, like you said.
All right. Now, with Buffalo trading Tyrod Taylor, I hope that that doesn't mean that they're actually ready to turn the keys over to Nathan Peterman. What's their target list look like?
Yeah, I cannot imagine that they're actually thinking about moving forward with Peterman as a starter. So I have to think that they either have something in mind in free agency. And, you know, there are players not named Kirk Cousins who are available. You know, A.J. McCarron is going to be an unrestricted free agent. You know, Keenum, every single quarterback who was on the Vikings roster last year is hitting free agency, so Bradford and Bridgewater, too. So there are some other guys available, some less expensive veterans that they could go with. And then also, obviously, in the draft, you know, they're probably not going to be able to, not going to want to risk the trade capital to move up to get one of the top guys, but as far as where they're sitting, there's still going to be some quarterbacks available that they could develop as a long-term starter. I could see them going for one of the less expensive veterans in free agency, though.
Talking with Gina Thomas, she covers the NFL for SB Nation. Gina, how would you rank those four quarterbacks you mentioned, A.J. McCarron, Case Keenum, Teddy Bridgewater, what's left of Sam Bradford's knee? If you're a team, if you're a GM, you're like, okay, 1 through 4, who do I like the most, who do I like the least? How would you rank those four guys?
Let's see. Out of those guys, I'm going to have to say, you know, I've got to put Keenum at the top of the list. I mean, I think that he was effective last year. And he had decent talent around him. He had a good offensive line, and he had a great defense to work with. And so I think that you have to factor all of that in, but he played very well last season. Bradford, before he was hurt, played really well in week 1. And then, you know, Bridgewater is more of an unknown quantity at this point because he barely was able to play this year and, you know, missed really the better part of 2 full seasons after that gruesome knee injury. I'd still put McCarron down at the bottom of the list just because he hasn't really started consistently since Dalton was hurt in, I think, 2015. So it's been a couple of years. We've really got a very limited framework for him to know what he's capable of. And so, you know, I know people were excited about him when he was ruled an unrestricted free agent, was hitting the market. But I just think that we don't have a complete picture of the type of quarterback that he can be. So I'm going to put him at the bottom just because that's an unknown.
Gina, there is a video going around of Odell Beckham Jr. where he might be in bed with somebody and he might have pizza and he might be saying some really weird stuff. And there may or may not be some kind of white powdery substance in the bed. Who knows? But the issue with Beckham has never been the talent. It's clearly been the maturity and some of these off-field decisions, you know, the vacation before the playoff game. How much of an issue is Beckham's off-the-field behavior, and do you think eventually it winds up getting him sent to a new team?
You know, I think that – now, I can confirm because there is definitely a pizza. So I can confirm.
There is a pizza.
Pizza in the video. Yeah. The rest of it is kind of up in the air. Yeah, I think that, you know, there have been times that Mara and that others within the Giants organization have gotten frustrated with Beckham. And I think that the timing of this is unfortunate simply because he is entering the final year of his rookie deal, his fifth-year option year. And so he really needs to lock up something long-term for his future before the season is over. And I, you know, I don't know how this will impact the way that the Giants see his future with the organization. So the video is very unclear. It's only 7 seconds. I will say, as far as the white powdery substance, Beckham is nowhere near it. That's something that the woman in the video is dealing with. So, you know, there's really no suggestion in that video that Beckham is doing anything that's illegal or against league rules. Nothing that's, you know, that can be confirmed anyway. But I do think that it's just, you know, another thing that the Giants brass may not be thrilled about. And the timing is not great just because he is going into his final year of his rookie contract.
She's Gina Thomas. She covers the NFL for SB Nation. You can follow her on Twitter at Gina Thomas, J-E-A-N-N-A, Thomas. Gina, always a pleasure to talk with you. I'm glad you're able to join us again. I hope that we'll be able to catch up with you again soon.
That sounds great. Thank you so much for having me.
Gina Thomas, SB Nation, covers the NFL. And I said you can follow her at Gina Thomas. She also writes for the Falcoholic, covering the Falcons and things, as well as her NFL duties with SB Nation. She's a good follow. She knows her stuff.
Yeah, she does. She's very, very good at what she does.
You know, I really kind of wish I had a little bit more time with her. I would have liked to get a few more thoughts of hers in. She's a good interviewer. I like talking with her. One of those things we're going to talk about next, which is why exactly did Jerry Jones roll over? And why, if you're not a fan of the Cowboys, it should bother you. Next.